People in Beirut are angry today and demanding answers after more than 2,700 tons of high-density ammonium nitrate blew up Tuesday in the Lebanese capital. There's devastation, whole buildings gutted. The number killed is now more than 135. At least 5,000 more are wounded.
And officials are trying to figure out what's next for an area already in economic peril. CNN's senior international correspondent Ben Wiedemann is on the phone from Beirut. And Ben, where are you, and tell us the latest on the effort to find survivors?
Now, I'm very near the port, Tanya, where the blast took place, right next to a building where every window has been blown out. And it appears that there's some scavengers taking the window frames and throwing them down into the street and then loading them onto a truck. As far as the rescue effort goes, they are still looking for people perhaps trapped under the rubble, the bodies of the dead. And every once in a while, they do find more bodies. But it does appear that we are approaching sort of final numbers. There are still tens missing, and their names are frequently read out on television for anybody who might have information. But really, the focus now is on the cleanup. And I must say, the effort is quite impressive, but the vast majority, the lion's share of the cleanup work is not being done by any government entity. It's ordinary people. It's NGOs who have gotten whatever brooms and shovels and whatever else they can get their hands on and are cleaning up
wow,
the mountains of broken glass and rubble that's strewn all over large parts of this city near the port.
I want to talk a little bit about what happened. People are pointing to government negligence as the reason for this explosion. They're very angry. Can you tell us more about that?
As far as we can tell, the problem is that a Russian ship was detained or seized in Beirut port in 2013. The owner abandoned it, or the man who leased it abandoned it, and this 2,750 metric tons of ammonium nitrate were put in a warehouse and essentially left there. The two heads of Lebanese customs did go to a judge and say, look, we need to get rid of this stuff somehow or other, but nobody ever took any action. And we don't know exactly what happened, but it exploded in some form or another. And so people are angry. It's just another case of negligence and incompetence on the part of a more or less dysfunctional government. And people want answers.
Port officials have been arrested. I mean, they're under house arrest. Are they now charged with anything, or will they be?
No, they haven't been charged with anything yet. It hasn't even been 48 hours since the blast. The investigation has just begun. And so this is something that we shall see. But expectation is that some small fish, some small cogs in the machine will be charged and perhaps made to pay the price. The big fish, as is often the case here in Lebanon, will get away.
Hospitals in Lebanon are already dealing with a surge in COVID-19 cases. Now, as we've been talking about, more than 5,000 people wounded from this explosion. Is the medical system overwhelmed at this point?
In fact, it was already overwhelmed before this happened because of COVID, but because of the lack of funds, the lack of hard currency. We were at the Rafiq Hariri University Hospital a few weeks ago, interviewed the director of that hospital, who told us that they have an allowance for kerosene to run their generators, which normally lasts for a month. But because of 20-hour power cuts in one day, they basically used up almost the entire month's budget for kerosene in one day. And that sort of really underscores just how, at the end of the day, they need money. The money isn't there, and the demand, certainly after Tuesday's blast, is greater than ever.
Sure. You mentioned the NGOs out there helping. Tell us about international efforts to help. We know that French President Emmanuel Macron arrived in Beirut earlier today.
Yes, and he had a very clear message, a message that we also heard from the French foreign minister a few weeks ago, that for the international community to help Lebanon, Lebanon has to help itself fight corruption, make things work. We have 20-hour power cuts here sometimes. And the message is, get your house in order and we can maybe pitch in and help.
Yeah. So much devastation for a region already on the verge of collapse. That's CNN senior international correspondent Ben Wiedemann in Beirut. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.